This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and we are joined today by Paolo Villonco. This is part three of a three-part interview with Paolo. He is the CEO and co-founder of Ignition, which is a funky co-working space, innovation hub, and incubator. So we have had a really fascinating chat with Paolo Villonco, and I encourage you to listen to episode 60 and 62, the first two parts. In this episode, in this part, final part, we explore the support of Philippine government for startups and for the Philippines to play into its strengths. Now, this is, again, a great episode, and I encourage everyone to listen to it because it's so relevant for every business owner in that we're all eager to get the best skills possible for the roles that we need. And we really explore this in this episode. And also, I think we illustrate the fantastic thriving potential that there is in the Philippines. So we jump straight into this with Paolo as he starts to discuss the government support for the startup community here in the Philippines. Enjoy.
Another thing that I'm a bit of an advocate of is, trying to expose the Philippine government to investing in technology or startups that Filipinos have, or the Philippines has a competitive advantage on, right? Using your sports analogy, I think like the Philippines has, we have a passion for basketball. The problem is
you're not the tallest of the bunch.
Yeah, which is really like, for me, why are we so obsessed with financing basketball when, maybe Filipinos are biologically better or has more potential in maybe gymnastics because we're shorter or, in other sports. So when I was discussing with some people in the scientific community in the Philippines, I was saying, I love the fact that startups are picking up here, but the pace, like when people work on certain apps here, they have this idea, it's much slower than, let's say, you go again with the Silicon Valley or Dubai or London, Hong Kong, or these other innovation hubs. They've come up with probably 10 iterations while these guys are just building their prototype or first iteration. And so I'm trying to open up the minds of our scientific community here and our startup community to think about things, areas where we have a competitive advantage. And the top of mind for me is biotech. The Philippines is one of the richest biodiverse countries in the world, and we have ignored it. Dubai is a center of innovation. The Middle East, they are spending a lot on these innovation centers and expertise, but I feel like they'll never be as good as the Philippines when it comes to biotech. Potentially, because that's a desert over there. Here we have all the flora, fauna to study, experiment on, right? And we are not exploiting that. We are not.
There's a huge potential, huh? Because apparently where you are situated in the world, it's particularly good for like coffee and cacao and things like that, but it's not really utilized.
It is, in fact, underutilized.
So tell me about the government. The government doesn't have as much money to splash as Dubai, but I have seen there's a lot of proactive government support. And government initiatives, and I don't know all the anagrams, but there's like the DTI and the
DTI, the OST, There's PCIEERD. Like, wow. There are just so many initiatives.
Yeah. But and it's again, amazing. Like, they're really getting into the grassroots and supporting and being at, like, seen, aren't they?
That is the big, I think, one of the things that when I first got back, I was very excited about, because, I mean, for our government, it's really hard to get momentum, and it feels like there is momentum right now. I mean, it's not perfect. I mean, but I think in terms of initiatives, in terms of intention, you can see the intention is there, the movement is there, the momentum is there. But it's a little bit disjointed. Like, these departments could, I think, coordinate better in terms of information sharing. They operate in silos. Like, one doesn't know what the other one is doing, and, you know, you're like double work sometimes. You know, it doesn't, as they say, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, you really have to, like, it takes time, but I think the building blocks are there, the initiatives are there. It's moving forward.
And I see it. You know, I go to some of these hackathons and pitch fests and startups, and there's a lot of young, enthusiastic kids there, which is great. And but, you know, a lot of them have a bit of government funding or a bit of government support, and it's amazing.
You know? Yeah. You know, I'm not sure if this is really accurate, but right now I'm remembering a discussion where with some government agencies, and I was told that they give up to $100,000 in grant money.
Wow.
That is not an investment. That's not an equity or a loan. It's grant
money. Oh, wow. That's nice.
That is not that. Maybe you should apply. So it's not like it is not serious Silicon Valley money, but it isn't chump change either.
And also, I mean, there's lower cost of building stuff out here.
Lower cost of exactly. Cost of living is so much cheaper here. Cost of labor for your team is so much cheaper here. You can do a lot with that $100,000.
Which actually brings me to a point that I find really exciting is, and maybe task us do this a little bit, but there's the concept of, and I mean, take this idea, I think it's amazing, but having all these Silicon Valley startups taking their operations completely away from them and effectively having like a virtual COO function, and, you know, take these well-funded Silicon Valley startups, but they're kids, they don't have a lot of functional experience in operations, and do it here for them, you know, because there's the skills here, you get very good executive management here, and you could literally manage all of the operational functions of any kind of startup, but also for a huge cost advantage.
I totally agree.
And it's almost adding, it's almost like, you know, because outsourcing, and a lot of people listening to this are listening because of outsourcing, but it's almost like outsourcing on steroids, isn't it? You know, it's like getting everything done, and then it's a value add for the Philippines. It's not just, you know, we have another call center.
Yes. Just to share with you, just really, like, that's what I see every day. Like, we have freelancers here that are working on projects in Estonia, in London, in New York, and it's amazing how small the world is getting.
Yeah.
And we have some people here working on cryptocurrency.
Cool.
Right. I mean, you don't have that added transaction cost of, you know, banks, and, you know, things are moving so quickly. And what I think the Philippines has in terms of advantage with other English-speaking countries is culturally, I think it's very easy to get along with Filipinos. Yeah, I think communication is because of culture and because of language, it's fairly easy. And it's not, the skill sets of Filipinos are also increasing.
And as well, because, you know, like you're saying, borders are becoming less relevant, and the spread of knowledge is happening so fast now, you know, because if it was 30 years ago, it would take, cryptocurrency might take a decade to get to the Philippines, whereas now it's instantaneous because everyone's reading the same blogs.
And, exactly.
And that's why I think, you know, like the acceleration of affluence and skills in the Philippines is going to happen so much quicker, right? Because they're working on, you know, there's kids working on cryptocurrency, there's kids working on whatever, web, technology, IT, the same as in Silicon Valley.
So. I mean, the Filipinos or the exposure to global trends is so much quicker. Education is so much quicker. Opportunities really have been democratized. Before, in order for you to be identified as a skilled employee or an outsourced freelancer, you have to go through these channels, like HR agencies. Now people find jobs on LinkedIn, right? On social media platforms. I mean, there's so many ways to connect. And it's also much easier to verify. I mean, I am an extremely private person, so I'm very careful about everything that I upload on online on my social media account. But I mean, everyone has a history online. If you did anything foolish or anything like that, it's Google remembers everything. Like, unless, like, I don't know if this is how far this has come forward, but I know there are some legal issues on the right to be forgotten, right? Everything is there on a person.
So, and I mean, the nice thing is now, you know, the Philippines is always a low salary place, but I think very quickly there's more of a meritocracy, because if you can get the same IT job done in the Philippines or in central London and you pitch for that job, it shouldn't matter where you are sitting as long as you give the same output or result, which is a huge potential for the Philippines to be earning central London salaries if they're as good as the central London candidate.
No, I agree. And you know that incentivizes people to up their skill sets even more, because they know that, you know, I don't have to go through these traditional channels, like coming from this particular school and then going through these HR companies or these feeder global multinationals to get that exposure to new jobs. I mean, precisely what you've been pointing out.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for the insight. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you or Ignition, how should they find you? And we can put all of your contact details in the show notes.
Sure, great. They could email me at my email, paolo@ignition.biz. And also perhaps check out our website and
which is our social media. Ignition.biz.
Yes, www.ignition.biz.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Paolo.
Yeah, sure. Great.
Okay, that's part 3 of 3 with Paolo Vilonco. Hope you enjoyed that. I certainly learned a huge amount speaking to him. And if you want to get in touch with Paolo or want to know any more, go to our show notes. This is at outsourceaccelerator.com/63. And if you want to ask us anything, please do so at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.